So all us little hooligans would roll back into school come September, and invariably our new teacher would give us our first homework assignment to write what we'd done during our summer break. 3 months of unstructured play, and now we fourth graders, or sixth graders, or whatever grade, were supposed to compose an essay to describe idyllic idleness. It didn't exactly ruin it for us. That's not how it felt. It just didn't work, like jamming a square peg into a round hole. Maybe Miss Crenshaw went to Italy with her paramour and toured Rome and the ruins, adult organized vacation time. We didn't know, and we couldn't make her write that essay, that's for sure. But how are we supposed to scribble out on number two pencils an interesting couple of wide space pages, all those sandlot wiffle ball games and the bike riding, or those long treks in all directions past the creeks and ponds, or through the woods beyond the new houses, or that time we went so far nothing was familiar and it took hours to find our way back home? We spent whole afternoons playing marbles, for Christ's sake. We'd kill an entire day trading baseball cards or swapping old musty comic books. What are you going to say to Miss C about that? Sure, there was a time Joey Vandiver fell off his bike and broke his arm. He had a story. About two sentences before the rest of his vacation, he hauled his arm around in a cast he carried in a dirty, filthy sling. What I did on my summer vacation, not much. We all signed our names on Joey's cast. Did we all write that down on our essay? Were we going to be graded on all that nothing we did when we should have gone to Yellowstone National Park or Six Flags over Atlanta? I shouldn't have to tell you. I hated going back to school. And that first assignment should tell you all you need to know about why I hated to go back to school. Vacations are exactly like freedom. You don't have to do a damn thing, and you don't feel guilty either. Until you go back. Today, we're going back, and this is my essay.